T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, welcome back to the show. Time now to turn our attention to University of Miami basketball. And boy, oh boy, are they red hot. Joining us now, University of Miami head coach Jim Larranega. Canes have won 8 in a row, a scintillating victory over Virginia on Tuesday night of 66-64, 3-0 inside the ACC. And the Hurricanes 12-1 overall. Coach Ellis with us. Coach, congratulations on a great night at the Watsco Center.
Thanks, Joe. 12-1, not bad at Christmas time, huh?
Yeah, it's a nice Christmas gift, and Merry Christmas to you and Mrs. L, by the way. But what a way to kick off the holiday, and that was as good a basketball game, high level ACC game, topsy turvy, went one way then the other, but your team prevails again.
Well, first of all, I want to wish all of our fans a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I want to invite all those people who turned out last night to cheer for us. Come back. Come again. Keep cheering us on. They were the sixth man. How about our pep band? You know, we're on holiday now. The students are gone on break. But Jay Reese, our band director, got some of the kids who live locally and some of our alumni to come back and play for the crowd last night. They did a great job. The fans cheered us on wildly from start to finish. I think they were standing the last 5 or 6 minutes, and what an ending that was, Joe. Isaiah Wong, who had a tremendous game, had to stop Reese Beekman from going coast to coast, making a layup and tying the game.
Yeah, one thing, again, about the crowd, you're undefeated at home, and you can see something special is percolating at the Watsco Center, how this energy has become contagious, not only for your team and the basketball program, but I also think for the community.
Well, I think that's the whole thing about a college basketball program. You want your community involved. You want them to feel a part of the program. And our fans, when they turn out, what a huge difference it does make, because the excitement in the arena, the competition is at such a high level, and the fans just join in. They definitely become the sixth man and inspire our players to reach, dig down deep inside to come away with the victory, and we were able to do that last night.
Let's talk about this game. Tony Bennett threw everything he had at you, Coach. He went big. He spread the floor. He went small. You matched him chess piece for chess piece. That was a very entertaining and very interesting game. What do you think some of the keys were for you to win that game?
Well, first of all, Joe, the matchup was crazy throughout. The last 2.5 minutes, we had 5 guards in the game, no bigs.
Right.
We had Nigel Pack, Bensley Joseph, Isaiah Wong, Wooga Poplar, and Jordan Miller. Basically, 6'6", 6'4", 6'3", 6'5", 5'10". out there trying to compete against a very talented and big Virginia team. But we got into some foul trouble. Norshad Omir set out the last 2.5 minutes and a good portion of the second half. But the other guys rallied together. I was very impressed with A.J. Casey's performance. And we got a great game from our leader, Isaiah Wong. He was tough from start to finish at both ends of the court.
24 points for Isaiah Wong, 5 more assists. That gives him 29 assists, I think, in the last 4 games. Over the last 4 games, averaging about 25 points a game. And then he grabbed 6 rebounds. And as you mentioned, at the end of the game, he stayed in front of Beekman. Beekman had no place to go.
Yeah, I think the game started out so well for us. We got ahead 12-2 early. Then they came roaring back. And then we pushed ahead again and eventually got the lead up to 15, which was great. We led by 10 at the half. We came out. We were able to sustain the lead for most of the second half. But we were up 10 with right around 2 minutes to go. We were up 10 with just over a minute to go. And then pretty soon it's a two-point game. We fouled a three-point shooter. K.A. Clark made 3 free throws. They got a backdoor layup. And pretty soon it's a two-point game with Nigel Pack on the foul line. Thank goodness he made 1 of the 2 free throws, and then we had to stop him. And as I said, Isaiah Wong rose to the challenge, stopping Beekman.
Your team, for much of the game, showed the guile to unlock a well-drilled defense that Virginia puts out there, the pack line defense. How were you able, for much of the game, now they did throw a couple of cold fronts, did say, but how did you unlock their defense?
Well, you know, start the game, we were able to get in transition, and that's our best offense. When we get good defensive stops and we're able to get into the open court, and that's what we did early. And then we were not able to get stops because they were scoring so well, and so there was no fast breaks. We had to run our half-court offense, which we did well sporadically, but their defense is so good. It's called the pack line defense because they pack it in and force you to shoot outside. And quite frankly, we just missed some perimeter shots. But they're a terrific team, and they deserve their national ranking. I think, you know, a lot of people are picking them to win the ACC and maybe even the national championship. So for us to come away with that win at home in front of a great crowd is a real step in the right direction.
They had 3 players that a year ago hurt you, especially at the game at the Watsco Center. Gardner, Shedrick, and Franklin. Franklin did not score. Gardner had 8 points, and Shedrick had only 2. You talked a little bit about wanting to improve your defense, but how did you slow those guys down?
Well, I think our defense hopefully is getting better. I think we helped each other very well. Virginia has basically 2 offensive sets. We call those sets circle motion because their guards run around in circles around their screeners, their 2 big guys, and 2 clear action, which is a ball screen on one side of the floor and 3 guys on the other side of the floor. And we prepared for that not just on Sunday and Monday of this week. We started preparing for that way back in the summertime. And we started working on how we're going to defend these sets. And we've done that every year with select teams. And Virginia has moved up into that selective group. Mm-hmm. We've always done North Carolina and Duke. And now we've added Virginia to that crew.
You know, I look at your team. I think one of the fun things about it is people might look at a box score and draw something out of it. So Wuga Poplar plays 18 minutes last night. He scores 3 points, but he has 3 steals and 6 rebounds, 1 rebound in which I thought he used the floor as a trampoline. I'm not sure I've ever seen anybody spring so high in the air as Wuga did. And then Nigel Pack kind of has a quiet night, but when the money's on the table, he nails a gigantic 3. And I think that's the sign of a great team. Guys just find a way to contribute at the right time.
No, I think that is the whole key. You know, you only have 1 leading scorer every game. It can be a different guy. Right now, Isaiah's been on a roll. But I wouldn't be surprised if Jordan Miller, Norshad Omier, Nigel Pack, if any one of those guys breaks out and goes on a run like Isaiah's on now. And the reason I say that is because our other guys are sharing the ball so well. Whoever the open man is getting the ball. There was a play early in the, well, I'll say midway through the first half, where we set up a play where Isaiah Wong was going to be able to drive to his right hand. And he got all the way to the baseline and then rifled a cross-court pass to Bensley Joseph for an open three. And that's exactly what we had told him at the timeout. Because of the way Virginia plays the ball screen, because of the way they pack, we got to get make some threes. If Isaiah can beat his man towards the basket, they'll all help out, throw the ball to the opposite corner and see if we can nail a three. And that's exactly what happened. And when you do that, when you execute your game plan very well, guys' confidence grows throughout the game. And what we told the team before the game, three very basic words. Number one, believe. Believe in yourself. Believe that you're going to play well. Two, trust. Trust your teammates. If you can find an open man, find an open man. But trust that your teammates are going to help you on the defensive end and trust that they'll make the right decision on offense. And lastly, confidence. We must be the more confident team. You know, Virginia, they only have one loss. They're coming in on a high. They worked themselves up to the number two ranked team in the country. They're sixth at the time. They're going to believe in themselves. We need to believe in ourselves. So we must have the confidence throughout the game because there are going to be some ups and downs. There's always going to be adversity.
Yeah. Well, they threw everything they had at you last night, and your guys just responded at every turn. How good has Bensley Joseph been for you this year?
Well, he's sensational. You know, we really have six starters. Bensley's a starter, even though he doesn't start the game. But he plays starter minutes, and he's doing a terrific job. He plays the point. He plays the two. He guards the other team's ball handler, does a great job with that. He's our best on-ball defender. He's a relentless competitor, and he rebounds the ball well from the guard position. I think he had a bunch of rebounds too, Joe, last night. Do you remember how many Bensley Joseph had?
Yeah, Bensley had three rebounds last night.
Oh, three? Okay. Well, I remember one for sure where he got the rebound, took off on the fast break, threw a beautiful bounce pass to Isaiah Wong for a layup.
Yeah, very efficient. 8 points. Three rebounds, but perfect shooting. 3 out of 3 from the floor, 2 out of 2 from 3-point range, and the beautiful pass late in the second half. He weaves through their defense, through a thicket of defenders, and finds Isaiah for a layup. That was just a beautiful play.
Yeah, no, he's playing very, very well. I think the guys really have confidence in him, whether he's playing at the 1 or the 2.
You are 3-0 inside the ACC. Great start. Last year began the season 4-0 inside the ACC. The difference was you had 4 games at home. This is two at home, 2 on the road. So you've held home court advantage inside the ACC, winning your first 2 at home. How important is this start inside the league, Ben?
Yeah, I think it's hugely important to get off to a good start so your players feel good about themselves. I'm impressed with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, who over the course of the last several years has struggled on the road, they already have 2 road wins at Syracuse last night and a few weeks ago at NC State, 2 places that are very, very hard to play well at, and they've got 2 road wins. They've already won 9 games, and Jeff Capel has his team playing the best basketball, I think, since he's been at Pitt.
Yeah, I would agree. I did want to mention this before we talk more about the game and the program. You did come out last night with jerseys, warm-up jerseys, honoring the University of Virginia. And when you came out on the floor, I thought it was a nice touch where you shook hands with Tony Bennett, and then before tip-off, he called you back over and expressed his gratitude toward you and the program for honoring Virginia.
Well, you know, the tragedy that happened at UVA earlier this month, or actually last month, just awful. You know, the 3 young men that were killed And, you know, if there's any way you can show your respect, you want to do that. So we ordered T-shirts that said UVA Strong, and then we had the uniform numbers of the young men who lost their lives printed on the front. And we just wanted our fellow ACC member to know that in spirit we're there. You know, we're not there physically, but our student athletes at the University of Miami can greatly understand the tragedy and how the student athletes at UVA must feel. And we wanted them to know that we support them.
You are, I don't know if you know this, but in the last 2 years, I guess it is, we'll call it 43 games, 34-9 in the last 43 games. That's where your program stands. That's a lot of winning, and that probably, as you mentioned before, believe and confidence, all of those things are coming into play. But in the last 43 games, 34-9.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Joe. I'll take that. Can we go these next 2 years, 34-9?
Yeah, that's pretty sharp. Isaiah getting a lot of attention about his shot making. I don't think anybody's playing any better in the country right now than Isaiah Wong. His shot making's been great. We touched on it a little bit earlier, but the way he's passing the ball with such authority has been tremendous as well.
Well, how about this? We start him at the two. Then when we sub Bensley in for Wooga, Isaiah goes to the three. And then in the second half, I move him to the one. So he plays the one, the two, the three, and he does all three of them equally well. His passing skills have improved dramatically because what he's learned to do is read, to know, okay, this is how the defense is playing us now. And last night we told him they're going to help a lot from the corner. All right? So he found Bensley Joseph. He found Nigel. He found other guys, I think Wooga as well. When you know what your looks are, then it helps your passing skills. And Isaiah's improved in his reads tremendously, especially this year.
I thought this was very significant, and you and I talked about it in the pregame. You shot 22 free throws. You were 17 for 22 from the free throw line last year in two games against Virginia. I don't think you had more than five free throws.
You know, it's interesting, Joe, and I was very concerned about Virginia's ability to get to the foul line, and we certainly fouled them too much. We fouled them twice on three-point shots. One, the shot went in. Vandeplas made it, and Norshad Omir got his fourth foul. And then very late in the game, Kie Clark faked. Isaiah jumped to contest the shot, and Kie Clark drew the foul and made three free throws. But we shot more free throws than them.
Yeah.
We shot 22 to their, 19 or
yeah.
How many free? I can't remember exactly how many free throws they got.
19.
I think they were what?
They were 14 for 19.
Yeah, so we shot three more free throws than they did. And we made three more in the game. We only won by two. So free throws were the difference.
Yeah, especially down the stretch. I mean, Jordan Miller and Zay hit big free throws, and Nigel got one out of two. But prior to that, those were pressure free throws by Isaiah and Jordan Miller.
Yeah, and when you're being pressed, when you lead the game, you got to expect to be fouled, and you got to enjoy being fouled. My son Jay is an assistant coach with the Clippers, and he called me after the game, and he said, "Hey, you know, you got to put your best free throw shooter on the line." I said, "They're all my best free throw shooters. They're all really, Joe. You can look at their stats. Yeah. None of them shoot less than 76%. They're all between, 75% and 85%. And the guys like Isaiah, he shoots the most. So you like him to be on the line because he's got a lot of experience there. Nigel Pack, he shoots free throws the least because he's always shooting threes and he doesn't get fouled a lot on those. But he's also an excellent free throw shooter. Bensley Joseph and Jordan Miller, terrific at the free throw line. So, I'm very, very confident and comfortable in all our guys being at the foul line. We work on it every day. We have a free throw competition every day called the free throw ladder. and that means there's competition. That the number one free throw shooter is going against the number two free throw shooter. Three goes against number four. And if one beats two, then two drops. If three beats four, three moves up, two moves down. And now there's a new number one versus number two and a different number three versus number four. So if you lose, you move down. If you win, you go up, and that's on a daily basis.
Well, you've reached the holidays at 12-1, 3-0 inside the ACC. I know you'll get a little break, but really the work doesn't stop for you. You'll be looking at Vermont and Notre Dame, which we'll get to in a second, but also recruiting. And this is a big time to recruit because of all these holiday tournaments, I would imagine. And the University of Miami name, I think, is probably at the top of many of their future players' list.
Well, Joe, now that you mentioned that, as soon as I get off the phone, I'm jumping in my car and driving over to Fort Myers for probably the biggest and best basketball tournament, not only in Florida, but maybe in the country. It's called the City of Palms, and it has all teams from all over the country, some local teams, some teams from the Northeast, some teams from the West. It's a fantastic tournament, and, you know, I don't like to drive, so I'm not going to be driving. My wife is joining me. She'll do the driving. She'll be my Uber driver today. And we'll go and watch these young kids play from locally and from around the country.
Well, they should know that one of the best coaches in the league, best coaches in the country, is coming to see them play. And I think that they're going to be very responsive. Last thing for you, when you come back, it's really a couple of quick games here, Vermont and then on the road to Notre Dame. That's how we wrap up 2022.
Yeah, this is a short turnaround for us. We play the 28th and then again on the 30th. So we're going to get back Christmas night. Hopefully, you know, there's a winter storm watch.
Yeah.
So hopefully everybody can get back on Christmas Day. And then we can practice the 26th, 27th, play on the 28th, travel to South Bend on the 29th, play on the 30th. And then we come back the evening of the 30th, and we're home for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Kick things off the new year in Atlanta against Georgia Tech. All right, Coach, congratulations on the great win against Virginia. Merry Christmas to you and Mrs. L. Have a safe drive over to Fort Myers. Thanks for all you do for this basketball program, and a great start for the Miami Hurricanes, and look forward to seeing you after Christmas.
Well, Joe, I can't thank you enough for you always being there with us. I enjoy your company and our interaction prior to games. And I want to wish all of our fans and students and our administration, our local people who support our program, I want to wish them a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Jim Larranaga. Stay tuned. The show continues right after this.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.